Welcome to The Point. I'm Indy Todd. Later in the hour, we talk with the 2020 Massachusetts Teacher of the Year, Takeru Nagayoshi, a New Bedford High School English teacher, about education equity, teacher empowerment, and other current issues in education. But first, growing up isn't easy. Many have memories of feeling scared, lonely, or being ridiculed as school-age children. We have an increasing awareness that kids need supports as they develop relationships and social skills. Nancy Nolan was an elementary school counselor for nearly 20 years. She's written a series of children's books on some of the common issues she helped children with over her career. The first book in the series is titled Mr. Munson's Advice. Nancy Nolan, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
Also with us is Catherine Skedden. She's an artist and illustrator for the series. And Nancy's sister, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
All right, Nancy, tell us where this term advice came from.
Thank you. Well, as an elementary school counselor, I had three different roles in the building, and one of which was teaching a guidance curriculum to all the students in the school, and that gave me visibility to all the students and gave the children visibility to the counselor. It also allowed me to meet with individual students, and so I introduced to children the referral process, the self-referral process, in which they could write me a note if they had something that was on their mind. So I told that to a first grade class, and a few days after that introduction, I received the note from a first grade student, and it said, "Dear Mrs. Nolan, I need some advice." That was her coined word. So I invited her into my office, and I asked her what she wanted to talk about, and she said, "I don't have any friends. No one likes me. Can you help me?" And so that's how it started. And that's what the book is about. It's about helping children to make friends and keep friends.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Munson is the school counselor. And those of us who attended elementary school maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago may not remember school counselors as being part of the school environment. What is the role of counselors, or adjustment counselors, as they are sometimes called, in elementary schools? And how has that role changed in the past couple of decades?
Well, I can mostly speak from my own experience. And having grown up in Massachusetts and now living here on the Cape, my career years were spent in Minnesota. So this is, I can only speak to the counseling, elementary school counselors in Minnesota. And that is that in my district, former district, there were 9 elementary schools. And so there were 9 counselors, one for each elementary school. We taught a guidance curriculum to all students. We met individually with students. We met in small groups, and the counselor also consulted with parents and staff. So that was a diverse job responsibility, but mostly the teaching of the guidance curriculum in every classroom gave us visibility to all children.
Hmm. Catherine, I love how you drew Mr. Munson. So describe him. He's very colorful.
Well, we did a lot of thinking about what kind of visuals that Mr. Munson should have, and we started with the idea that he should be approachable, and we ended up with this character because he's approachable, he's quirky,
looks fun.
He's fun, he's colorful, and hopefully a student shouldn't be afraid to approach him with a problem, because being quirky himself, he may have gone through some of these same issues.
So this is what you're hoping that image to convey to students, is that approachable, fun, quirky.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nancy, why did you want the counselor to be a man and not a woman?
That was intentional, because most of the elementary school counselors are women. So we wanted to mix it up a bit. Just in a little bit of background, the reason he's called Mr. Munson is my son adopted a greyhound dog from the Denver racetrack when he lived in Colorado, and he named it Mr. Munson. And so originally, the character was going to be a dog, kind of like the greyhound. And then our research told us that's confusing. Yeah. We didn't need a lot of research to know that, but that might be confusing for children in an elementary school to go and talk to a dog. So it turned into Mr. Munson being kind of tall and lanky like the greyhound.
Like the dog, yeah. So describe how your collaboration works. Does the writing come first and then the illustration, or does it happen at the same time? What's that collaboration like?
The storyline comes first. Mm-hmm. And with our editor, we go through that storyline. And once we've gone through a few edits, then I send it off to Kathy.
And do you have complete freedom there to draw what you like?
Pretty much. You know, I start it, and then I show it to her. But at the beginning, I work totally by myself and try to get the gist of the lesson in the image. So in the event that a student can't read, then they should be able to see the facial expressions of sadness. And the first book in particular, this little girl blossoms. Mm-hmm. So she starts off with her hair unattended, and by the end of the book, she's got the confidence she needs to have more color. Her dress gets more colorful, and she stands differently. So the body language is insecure at the beginning, and it is a full blossom confidence at the end.
In the first book, Mr. Munson's advice, as you mentioned, child having trouble making friends. What are some common challenges elementary age children have making friends, and what skills do they typically need to help developing?
In my experience, and we tried to bring it into the first book, sometimes body language is confusing to children. So children, if you can see in this, in Ellie, in the first book, she is shy, but she looks unapproachable because it's almost like she's wearing a sign that says, I'm not friendly, stay away. Mm-hmm. And so body language is very important. So at the end of the book, where we give some suggestions for how to make a friend, the first one is to smile, which changes your body language a little bit, and then to say hi. Very small developmental steps that are easy for children to break down into pieces.
The phrase books as mirrors and windows is sometimes used to describe how books can reflect readers' experience and also give insight into someone else's experience. Catherine, how can illustrations be used as windows and mirrors? And do you keep that in mind as you're doing the artwork for these books? You mentioned the facial expressions.
Absolutely. You just definitely have to read other people to know how to approach them. And so if you see someone who is hiding behind a tree, you might conclude that that person doesn't want to be spoken to. Mm-hmm. So the illustrations, they do take me a very long time because
it's not as easy as it looks.
It really isn't. And a one line can be in a smile can change the whole expression. So, and I do all of this by hand.
Wow.
So a lot of people are doing books now that are digital. And I don't do that.
Okay. Do elementary school age children typically have trouble looking to adults for help when it comes to social issues and challenges with their peers?
Yes, they do. However, in my experience in the position as elementary counselor, because I was so visible throughout the building and in the classroom, that's the beauty of the program that I had the privilege to work in, that we counselors were very approachable.
So how can schools and educators help children better utilize adults as resources? Be visible is one of them, right?
Yes. And that's the biggest thing, to be visible. If you're just in your office with your door closed, it could be perceived as a scary place.
Right.
But if you're out in the halls, actually, the principal and I and what we had, the learning specialist, we three stood in the foyer every single morning. As soon as the bell rang, we were there to say, good morning, have a great day, how are you today? So we three were visible, even though we were not classroom teachers.
If your child is facing social issues, your first instinct might be to talk generally about being friendly or outgoing. But Mr. Munson's advice on friendship and bullying offer the really clear, as you said, step-by-step, step one, step two, and so forth. Why is it important to be so specific with children?
Elementary children are coming from, especially kindergarten children, they're still in that concrete stage. So Mr. Munson's advice is concrete and what we call sequential. So if you can do it in that order, that breaks it down into small learning pieces. Try this first. Try this second, try this, and keep on trying.
In the book on bullying, Mr. Munson gives steps the child can take when being bullied. And this time the child in the book responds, tried it, to each step. Then Mr. Munson offers something a little out of the box. What's his advice?
Again, this is something that happened with a fourth grade student. He was a new student. He was kind of quiet, and he appeared to be an easy target to some children. So after I taught the lesson on bullying, he actually came into my office and said, I've tried all of these things and it's still, they're still picking on me. What else can I try? And so, as I say in the book, I said to him, well, here's one more idea. And that is, if someone says something hurtful to you, turn it around by asking a question. And that often puts people off guard. In other words, when you are asking questions, you are in the power position. And the other people have to think about the answer. As they're thinking about that, it often gives you another question to ask to give you the confidence to be in the power position. Mm-hmm. So in this case, this boy was in line for lunch, and the classmate in front of him turned around and said to him, "You stink." And the fourth grade boy said, "Well," she said, "ask a question." So he said, I turned to him and said, "Well, what do I smell like?" And it threw that kid off so much. And his response was, "You really don't smell. I was angry at that kid over there, and I took it out on you."
Interesting. So a good reminder that sometimes following the steps doesn't work, and adults need to be available and kind of ready to be creative, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. So growing up only becomes more complicated and difficult as children enter middle and high school. What are the most important social and emotional skills we should be teaching kids in the early years to better prepare them for that transition?
I think if I were to come up with one idea, it is to be kind. Mm-hmm. And that's how I signed the book on bullying, Be Kind. I signed the book on friendship as be the friend. In other words, be the friend you want to have. Yeah. And they kind of go together. Kindness is what we really want children to understand, not necessarily making best friends with everyone in their classroom or in their grade, but showing respect and kindness.
Yeah. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, you know, he's very mm-hmm. popular right now, a lot of movie stuff. I saw a talk that he gave, and I thought this was interesting. Something that somebody said to him, I think he said he was 13 when he heard this, this saying was, "It's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice." Something he never forgot, which is like what you're saying.
Yes.
Just be kind.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you two collaborating on another book in the series?
Yes, we are.
Actually, we are.
It's at the printer right now.
What's the topic in this one or the theme?
This is Mr. Munson's advice on decision making, the steps in making an intelligent decision. And this is a fifth grade girl. She has a huge decision to make. And right after, coincidentally, Mr. Munson teaches the lesson on making decision, she herself is presented with a huge decision.
Mm. And what age are the books aimed at?
They're kindergarten through fifth grade. This next one, this last one, is a fifth grade girl. So hopefully that will be of interest to that grade level. It's still the vocabulary of about a second grade.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nancy Nolan is the author and Catherine Skaden, the illustrator of Mr. Munson's Advice series of books for children. We'll post a link with more information about the books at our website, capeandislands.org. Nancy and Catherine, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
Yes.
Coming up after break, the 2020 Massachusetts Teacher of the Year.